Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The aging baby boom generation continues to generate massive amounts of retirees to our population. Our next guest's organization is working to help that segment of our population continue their lifelong learning adventure. Crystal Hudson Randall is president of the College of Charleston Center for Creative Retirement, and we have her on the phone. Crystal, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really am tickled to be here today.
Now, tell us about your organization.
Oh, happily. The Center for Creative Retirement is an organization that's part of the College of Charleston, and it is focused on folks who are either currently or nearing retirement. So we have folks who are still very active in the workforce, as well as people who haven't been in the workforce in quite a while. And what our program does is it helps ensure that folks who are retired or nearing retirement just continue to have the intellectual stimulation, the learning opportunities that we have when we're in a working environment, when we're actively engaged in the working world. The heart of our program, weekly seminars that run throughout the fall and spring semesters, weekly lectures that we do every Monday. But in addition to that, we also have a Center for Lifelong Learning that does more intensive, like, classroom experience. And we have a book club as well, and we do trips and tours. And we also have a service in action branch that focuses on giving back to the community. So all together, in addition to just the camaraderie and community that we get from spending time with one another and having a bit of fellowship and a bit of community, this all gives us the opportunity to continue to keep our minds engaged. And that's what it's all about.
What was the genesis of this particular program? Why was it started there at the college?
It was actually started back in 1993. Some folks were part of the College of Charleston. We're looking at the Elder Hostel Institute and really feeling that there was a learning opportunity that had been neglected historically. And they felt that it would be a great idea to establish a learning institute for retired folks based on the Elder Hostel Institute model. And it really started as a social club. But over the years, since 1993, it's grown considerably, and we've had as many as 300 members at any given time. Obviously, like a lot of organizations, we had quite the setback with COVID, and we're still recovering from that, frankly.
This is a membership organization, then? Is it open to the public?
Yeah, it's absolutely open to the public.
I'm just going to assume that when you mentioned that COVID hit you guys hard and you were still recovering,
yes,
did it also force you to explore the virtual learning area? Is that something that is happening with your organization?
Yes and no. COVID absolutely forced us, like it forced every other institute of learning, to get comfortable with virtual learning. And while we still have some virtual opportunities available, we have definitely returned to our model of in-person lectures. Especially as we age, we need to be in the presence of others. We need to have that fellowship and that sense of community.
Okay, and you know this is a statewide show, so do you know of other colleges, universities that are doing something similar around the state?
Around the state specifically, well, not so much, but there are a lot of organizations that have essentially our same mission and that are doing more virtual things. We do air many of our programs, record them and air them on Facebook. So our folks who want to participate and join and see our lectures that are around the state certainly have that opportunity. So for whenever we have lectures that are okay with us filming and recording and showing them later, we do so. So I wanted to make sure I said that, first of all. But yes, the other colleges in the Lowcountry are definitely have senior programs as well.
Well, Crystal, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Crystal Hudson Randall is president of the College of Charleston Center for Creative Retirement. We will have a link to her organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Where you can also subscribe to this podcast. Just go to On Demand Listening, and there you will find us. Also on our page, you will be able to send us an email, connect with us through our social media network, and find archives to listen to most of our past shows. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.